This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, we got a Wednesday edition of Sue's News coming up. Usually on Wednesday afternoon, we visit with Alex Rich from Y98. He's off today, but Elliot Davis, retired Fox 2 investigative reporter, is going to join us. His thoughts on the, we'll ask him about the police bill that finally did pass. Say it's going to Governor Kehoe's desk. He's got some interesting thoughts that are pretty counterintuitive to a lot of folks here on Gabe Gore, the circuit attorney. I guess we can't call him the new circuit attorney because he's been in there for a couple years now after the departure of Kim Gardner, thank God. But there are some things that are happening with some murder cases which are a little mysterious, and Elliot will report back on that. He'll join us at 4:25 in the 5 o'clock hour. Dr. Scott Polk, who is with the University of Missouri Extension. I just have, Sue, a lot of questions on the avian flu, on the bird flu, and, you know, what's happening with that. It's fascinating to me that every chicken needs a shot. You know, how are we going to go about that in trying to get it into feed or something like that? So Dr. Polk will join us, and Jim Talent, Senator Talent's going to be here. We'll talk a little Ukraine and some other international affairs. It's also the start of the Players' Championship, and our golf correspondent Dan Reardon will have a preview. No relation, as I always like to point out. Colin Morikawa, you know that name, Sue?
No.
So Colin is one of the PGA Tour pros. He's constant. I don't know if he's in the top 10 currently worldwide, but he usually is in the top. But they, you know, they do warm-up rounds when they get ready for these championships. Sometimes, like at the Masters, they do the par three and the kids come out.
Right.
But the caddy of Colin Morikawa, who the caddies are usually really good golfers too, he had a hole-in-one on the Island Hole. And the Island Hole is legendary because a lot of people hit the water.
Oh,
right?
I'm sure.
It's number 17. The closing holes at this golf course are just absolutely amazing.
He had a hole-in-one.
And it's a great tournament. He had a hole-in-one today.
That's nuts.
It was just, and, you know, when you see that, someone's filming it and they go crazy, especially for the caddy to get it. Ethan might even show you the deal there.
Cool.
This whole thing about Tesla is just really unhinged right now. Like, I just saw something. There's a great site that I follow on Twitter called Clown World. I highly recommend it, at Clown World. London is currently plastering anti-Elon Musk ads at, like, bus stops to tell people to delete their X accounts. So there's a picture of Elon doing the, you know, the salute that they claim was the Nazi salute, and it says, X marks the rot, delete your account. Okay, yeah, go for it. I guess if that's what we are. But listen, you know, people who own Teslas are getting vandalized right now.
After that traffic light, I heard like two knocks on the back of my truck. It's just like, oh, geez. Okay, what happened?
I mean, that's nuts, right?
Come on, people.
Yeah, right. I mean, a couple things. There's this allegation, like, listen to this person, Julie Roginski, who is on MSNBC.
First of all, it's not legal. Let's start with that. Second, I mean, you can't do this on the property of the White House. It's federal property. Second.
Now, she's talking about the event with Elon a couple of days ago when Trump and Elon were there and they were talking about the Teslas.
Really? The president is basically a car salesman now? It's just astounding with everything that's going on. I mean, literally.
They hate everything he does.
The world. He's taking time out of his day to array four or five Teslas on the White House lawn and basically act like a showroom salesman. For, by the way, I don't know who he thinks is buying Teslas, but I can guarantee you that they're out of reach, many of them, for the average Trump voter.
So yeah, so anyone who voted for Trump is just poor working class. There's no one of any means that has even dared to think about buying a Tesla who support Donald Trump. They act as if MSNBC, CNN, they're all acting as if 50%+ of the country doesn't agree with him on most of this. It is stunning. I could have predicted a lot about the media, but they even have shocked me. They really have. Sue's News on a Wednesday coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.